What do the butter beans look like? What color are they?
Well, you get a kind of green bean, a little flat bean.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
small.
Small beans, not too big. Not like a lima bean. A half size of lima bean.
Okay, so the lima beans are the bigger.
They're the large beans.
They're white or green?
They're
or?
White and green looking. When they're fresh, they're green, you know, not too white. When they get dry, they're white.
But the butter beans are flat like lima beans.
Yeah, flat like lima beans.
Do you ever grow one called a civet bean? Have you heard of that one?
What kind?
Civet bean or something.
I never have.
I think that's a colored,
But it may be a color,
dark color
bean or something. I don't know. I never did plant these. They have a butter bean and a colored bean, but I don't ever plant them. I don't like them. Same way as peas, I don't plant them with a white pea. The dark colors make it stronger. Have strong juice flavor to them. And same way with butter beans too, color butter beans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We never did particularly like them. We always plant the white ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What we have to do to the butter beans before you can eat them?
You got to shell them.
Okay. Do they let them dry out like in the...
I know we never do boil drying.
You never dried your own?
No.
Just canned them or something?
Yeah, and we put them in the freezer before we don't eat.
Okay. How about a... different kinds of greens.
Well, you have turnip greens, and beets, and collards, and cabbage.
Okay. Do they have any one term for all that kind of stuff?
Most people speak of them as greens.
Okay.
No. But you can identify them. I say term for cabbage or turnips, or rutabagas. Rutabaga or turnip with a yellow root to it.
Okay, same kind of top.
Same kind of top to the turnip plant.
Okay. How about of onions?
Well, you usually plant most sweet onions on it. You know, my day onions, because it takes the sweet, you know, it's all about the same thing. So. I plant Vardelia onions for my own use or garden. And I use some of these Texas sweets too, they're very much like Vardelia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as strong. I've got some, I planted this year, some of these red ones. They're strong.
Oh, But the others you can't, you can grow them, you just can't call them Vardelia.
Well, we can call them Vardelia, but it's still not the true Vardelia. See, they got that thing now designated certain kinds of Georgia that can grow Vardelia onions and call them Vardelia onions.
Right, yeah.
If you don't live in that area, yours are not Vardelia onions. What is that concerned?
It's a different kind of soil or something.
Yeah, soil or something makes them different sound. Like
uh-huh. How about small little onions? You got those?
No, I don't feed those. No. You're talking about butterfly onions. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't bother them.
Okay. Now these are about different kinds of little animals around, like frogs. You got any different kinds of frogs?
Yeah, we have a rain frog. And we have just a regular toad frog. And you have around the corner, they have a few bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
Is that your land there where the fish, ponds are out there?
Yeah.
You like to fish a lot?
No, not too much. I don't care much about fishing.
Yeah.
I'm real ample with my grandchildren.